My name is Angela Patricia Current Felder. I am fourth generation United Methodist, and I am presently the executive director of the Office of Loans and Scholarships, actually the first African American selected to be head of that office, which at one time was called Associate General Secretary, and then the titles changed to executive director, and have served in that capacity now for 18 years.
Tell me about your experience with the central jurisdiction.
I learned about the central jurisdiction around the dining room table when family members would gather and talk about the different experiences. From my mother, who is the first African-American woman bishop, Bishop Leontine Turpo Current Kelly. From my father, Reverend Gloucester Bryant Current Sr. And learning about from my grandmothers, both Isla Marshall Turpo and Ursi Patricia Current, and my grandfather, John T. Current Sr., about the days of the central jurisdiction, and even before that, because my great-great-grandfather was ordained in 1888 in the Methodist Church in the West Texas Conference of the Methodist Episcopal Church, and then served 40 years going across country from Texas to California, then to Kentucky, and part of the Lexington Conference, was a district superintendent, and was an alternate delegate to General Conference in 1922 in Saratoga Springs, New York. So there's a rich history of family involvement in the denomination. And for youth particularly, it's important because so many today have no knowledge of the historic contributions that Black have made to the Methodist Church from its beginning, through its various changes in the denominational structure, the central jurisdiction and what occurred during those 40 years of the jurisdiction, and even today in 2004, where Blacks continue to be a part of that church history and making a contribution. As young people become more and more involved, in our congregation, then it's crucial for our churches, no matter what size or geographic location, that they be intentional about ministering to young people. There are many opportunities for young people within the denomination. And when we talk about our historically Black colleges, there's scholarship and loans available for young people. Also, we have role models that young people can emulate who will enable them to see that they had their own struggles, and yet through the grace of God and their persistence, they did not let what was happening in society prohibit them from becoming who God called them to be.